So we're now recording. This is the appeal hearing for 185 Wilmington Road. What we will do is go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to tell us what you believe the assessment should be and why. The board may have some questions, comments, concerns during that 15 minutes. And then the board will deliberate, come up with a decision on what the value should be. And then the town will send you by certified mail a results agreements notice. By state statute, we have to have those notices out within 14 days of the close of the meetings. So we're looking to close the meetings July 8th. So you'll receive a notice 14 days after July 8th or okay. Within that time frame. Okay? So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Carrie Carlos.
Kathy Giro.
Mo Giro.
All right, so you guys have the floor.
So, yeah, I'll do the talking, I guess. When Vision came, I was in the shower, and our son was in his room, and he thought I had fallen. Somebody knocked at the door. He thought I'd fallen in the tub, so he comes to the bathroom door and, you know, knocks. He says, "Are you okay?" I didn't even know anybody had come to the house. So then, later on, when I opened the door, there was a card stuck in the door. So I, you know, read the card, and I called over here, and I don't know whose the card was, but I can't remember. So I called, and I says, you know, so someone was here to look at the trailer, and so he says, "Well, I'll see if I can get a hold of him." Never heard another word from anybody. So no one ever came in the trailer. So anyways, it's an 87. We've been there almost
27.
Oh, it'll be 27 years in July. We haven't done any updates. Well, we did do the kitchen floor with the sticky tiles, but now they're coming up. So, and the carpets are the same. Work needs to be done on, needs to have a new shed, and needs to have work done on both decks. And one of the bathrooms needs to be redone. So I do have pictures, and I did find two trailers that sold back in the beginning of the year, and they only sold for, I think one sold for like 59. So let me get back on. So I don't know how you want to do this, and I think you can just slide it
up for the decks.
Yeah, the deck. Well, I took pictures of in the house too.
Oh, okay.
So you could see. Yeah. So it's a two bedroom, two bath. It's 14 by 70. And I think we paid like 37.
The work that was being done?
That our septic has to be replaced.
Replaced. You know,
that's the.
So it's being replaced now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's in the process of doing that. And I think there's two pictures of trailers that had sold that I found online.
Do you know the addresses of those?
I think it's on the
picture. It's on the picture. Okay, I didn't go that far. I shared that. And was it on Wilmington that they sold, or on another?
No, they were further down in the park, I think.
Okay.
A couple.
Like Lexington, I think, maybe one.
Yep. There's been a...
I think they were sold like in February or something like that.
Oh yeah, 21 Second Street is one.
Oh, 21 Second, okay, that's over.
And then 95 Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Mm-hmm. I only did two.
That's fine.
So,
yeah.
So I just don't think that the trailer is, you know, worth, what, 106, I think.
108, I believe.
108, I mean. I don't think we could ever sell it for that. Unless you know somebody wants to buy it.
Then where would you go?
I don't know, on the street, I guess.
So 21 Second, for the record, sold in January of 2026 for $90,000.
And those numbers don't include the land?
No.
Can you see that?
That's new this year.
Thank you.
Hey, you save paper by doing it that way, can I?
Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, eight.
And 95 Shannon, for the record, sold in January of 2026 for $65,000.
Right.
And that was in 1985.
That was in 1985. I don't think I have any questions. That was good data. You understand why your assessment includes the land now?
That's a whole other story. I'm just doing the 108.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you understand the rest of it too?
Not really, but I'm just here for the 108. Okay. That's all I'm here to discuss.
Okay. Great. I don't have any questions. All right, so we will deliberate, and then the board will come up with a decision, and we'll mail you that decision by certified mail in the next couple of weeks.
Sure. Well, okay. Excuse me. Who goes around in the area, assess the homes or trailer parks? Is there one person that goes around?
Well, they hired.
Well, we hired a company. Did have a commercial appraiser doing the parks themselves,
right.
Who works for Vision Government Solutions, and he's their commercial appraiser, or one of them, and he did the park themselves, and then we had a team of individuals doing the data collecting, and then they do the data collecting. They send that data that they collected to the main office in Massachusetts for Vision Government Solution. They have a team of data entry people who enter the data, and then the project supervisor is the one who actually sets the base rates and the depreciation schedules based on the markets. So that's how it works, and so your data is applied to the base rates that are that the project supervisor comes up with.
But the problem I had was, no one ever came in.
Yeah.
So they didn't really see the whole story.
Yeah, and I think we were about 35% data entry rate this year, whereas back in 2010, 2011, we were around 63%. And that's
people getting
years
into houses.
Ago.
Yeah, and that's not the fault of the appraisal company. It's really the time that's seen all over the state. When I used to do this work for an appraisal company, we would get into 95% of the homes. And that was back in 2000. So things have changed. People don't let the towns into the homes anymore. So
if they're even home.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.